a balancing ministry. Before William Branham came, we had the reformers that just got a revelation and ran off with it. There were the Calvinists. There were those that believe in predestination. There are people that believe in Jesus only, the oneness people. And there was the Trinitarian, there were all manner of, you know, doctrines. And churches were established around those doctrines. But it was William Branham that came and pulled all these doctrines together and gave to the bride a total package. So we believe in oneness. We believe, hallelujah, in predestination, eternal security. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We believe in water baptism in the name of Jesus. We believe also in the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. We believe in prophecy. We believe in speaking in tongues. You know, there are churches that don't believe in miracles. They don't believe in the gifts. They don't believe that God can speak in a prophecy. But He brought them all together. Healing, deliverance, and added more. And gave us a balanced diet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He added to us the mystery of the doctrine of the serpent seed. What happened in the Garden of Eden. And He gave us the mystery of the anointed ones at the end time. It is a delusion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He told us about the 70 weeks of Daniel and gave us the divine timetable. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all these fulfill Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Two ministries there. Two appearances of Elijah before the coming of the Lord. One, the great day. And another one, the dreadful day. Before the great day is the day of redemption. That Christ came and went to the cross on Calvary, and we are still on that day. Now, before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that great day, He will send Elijah. And Christ told us in Matthew chapter 11, and also Matthew chapter 17, we get to know that John the Baptist was that Elijah that was to come. But before the great and the dreadful day. The dreadful day is the day of the Lord. The dreadful day is the day of judgment. Before that day comes, another Elijah will come. And he's to turn the hearts of the apostolic children, we are the children, back to the faith of our apostolic fathers before the coming of the dreadful day of the Lord. Will Abraham fulfill that ministry? To turn us back to Bible Christianity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We studied and we discovered that the midnight cry in Matthew chapter 25, verse 6, at midnight, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. All the virgins slept, but at midnight there was a cry in it. And that was explained to us as a stage for the rapture by Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. He said, for the Lord Himself shall descend first with a shout. That shout is the midnight cry. And that was the ministry that Jesus Christ fulfilled through the ministry of William Branham, where He shouted, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out of the denominational system and meet Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So He was with the restoration ministry to restore us back to the apostolic faith. That's why we are a Bible restored church. Hallelujah. That's why here we shall not charge you before we pray for you. Yes, freely we receive, freely we give. Hallelujah. That's why here the love of the Lord alone must be glorified. You don't see a special seat for pastor and his wife, specially designed somewhere. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he had vindications. Vindication that lets us know this man is not an ordinary ministry. It's a dispensational ministry. From birth, according to his life history, the day he was born, that pillar of fire you see upon his head there, came into the room he was born and sat upon that little baby William Graham. Hallelujah. And that light followed him all through his ministry until it was photographed. God allowed it photographed. That picture you see on the screen there is hanging today in American Hall of Religious Fame as the only supernatural object that has been photographed after it went through the scrutiny of the FBI laboratories, the director of questionable documents. And he confirmed that it is not a reflection. This is an object. Hallelujah. And we looked, that light you see in the picture there appeared on him in 1950. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That same light again in 1933, as he was baptizing in the Ohio River before hundreds of people by the riverside, where he was telling the people, come and rebaptize because you are baptized wrongly. Now, baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For that name, Jesus, is the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost. And people rushed, came to correct their water baptism like we correct in this church every Tuesday. If you have not been properly baptized, come here every Tuesday and correct your water baptism. As he was baptizing the 17th person, it is recorded that a light from nowhere like a star came and the people were running hither scatter, fear, and stood upon his head. And a voice went forth. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you given the message that shall forerun my second coming. That's why God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
For the original life.
Hallelujah.
The original life. The original sin. The original world.
What I believe.
Is what I believe.
Oh, the Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
He's revealed.
The seven seals. The original life. The original sin. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, you are giving a message. It's not him. It's not William Graham. It is the message. That's why God took him away. Because the emphasis is not the man. The emphasis is the voice. After he gave the message, God took him away. Hallelujah. And the voice. It's still on now. What are you hearing now? It's the voice. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the same light, church, that was in the wilderness. In Exodus chapter 13. In the daytime, it was a cloud, pillar of cloud. And in the night, pillar of fire. In the journey, when the pillar of fire moved, they know it is time to move. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. I can hear the rustling of the mulberry tree. And I know, the move is on. Move on. This is the moving time.
Yes, sir.
Move a little closer. Where the streams are flowing. Move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The pillar of fire is moving now in the message. Pulling all the people out of the denomination. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's the same pillar of fire that came in the upper room and broke into tongues of fire. Amen. Introducing the church age. That same pillar of fire that met Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus. Now he said, why are thou persecuting me? Paul, Saul. Who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the same fire you still receive today when you receive the Holy Ghost. For he's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is Jesus. He's the light of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we sing that song. All his saints of light proclaim Jesus, the light of the world, life and mercy in his name. Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. We walk in the light. Oh, beautiful light. Oh, come where the few drops of mercy are bright. Shine on around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, hallelujah. We walk in the light, beautiful light. Beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night.
Jesus, the light of the world.
Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in 1963, February the 28th. Hallelujah. In the mountains of Arizona in America, seven angels came to visit him. To tell him to go back to town. It is time for the opening of the seals. That has been closed all these church ages since John, the beloved, brought it forth. Nobody knew the meaning of those seals. In Revelation chapter 5, chapter 6. Hallelujah. All those seven seals there. Nobody knew the meaning. Seven angels came to him and told him to go back. When they were going back after giving him the message, seven angels were going back. They reached up about 20 something miles up in the sky. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They formed a cloud in the sky. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a picture of the cloud. Hallelujah. And then the magazine, picked it in the town and put it in a magazine, and it was talk of town that a mystery cloud hung over Arizona, and they brought that to William Branham. Hallelujah. He saw it and he said, this is when the angel visited him. As he was looking at the picture, the angel told him that he should turn the picture clockwise. Watch the screen. He turned it like that, and that was the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is the face describing where we read in Revelation chapter 1. His hair white as wool. Hallelujah. That's why we have that cloud hanging at our altar. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Fulfilling Matthew 24 verse 30. The sign of the coming of the Son of Man in the sky. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's coming soon, church. One of these days. One of these days. Sing it with me.
These are closing days of what joy, what joy, and glorious hope and fall. Oh, that soon, that soon, oh, wondrous is your life. Oh, he shall reign. He shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. Oh, we joy.
We joy.
We let our streets. Oh, we let our streets and it
will
be the light of the
earth. Oh, we know. Last answer. Last answer.
Oh, but we comfort one another.
And we comfort one another.
Oh, he's coming soon.
He's coming.
He's coming soon. Oh, rejoice, we went down.
We went up in his
oh, be glory, but
hallelujah. Be seated one moment. I never finish. Give me 5 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. I never finish. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have the privilege of having the sign of the soon coming of the Lord. That should make somebody, hallelujah, to be more heaven bound in your thoughts, your action, in the way you live, than anything else. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. False prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus the Christ is our God. This generation was God's rebel. Oh, we want, we are the apostles of God. Hallelujah.
The day of redemption is near. Oh, make the belly for bed.
And that the belly for fear.
Oh, we feel with the spirit of
be filled with the spirit of your love sweet and clear.
Oh, look
up. Look up. Your redemption. Hallelujah. This man had an unusual anointing. When the angel of the Lord came to give him his commission for his ministry, he told him, hallelujah, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And he said, Moses was given a sign. The reason is, William Brandt, there are three pools in the Bible. Exodus. Three Exodus in the Bible. The first Exodus, the children of God in Egypt. God sent a prophet to release them. Moses. When they came, they were given the law. The law again kept them in captivity. God sent another prophet, the Lord Jesus himself, to pull his children out from grace, another Exodus, from law to grace. When the children of God receive grace in the Gentile church age, denominationalism came again and kept us in denominational bondage. Therefore, he sent for a third Exodus. Hallelujah. And the angel said, like he gave Moses a sign, he will give him a sign. That was the healing sign. But remember, and the discernment side. And all those power he was exhibiting. But remember, as it happened in Egypt, it is even happening now. Hallelujah. Moses was sent with a message. But so that they would believe him, he was given a sign. But every sign Moses had, the magicians impersonated it. The same thing also. William Branham, God used it to cause the attention of the people to believe that he was from God. But as soon as you started operating those gifts, false anointed ones at the end time began to impersonate those same gifts. Go and see discernment in these dead places. Dead because where there is no word, that place is dead. You see? I spoke to you last Sunday in the church here. I said people don't even know the meaning of the glory of God. If you don't know the glory of God, when the glory leaves you, you will not know when he has left you. And people think that the glory of God is anointing. When I say, fall down, that is the glory. That is not the glory of God, though. William Branham came, thus said the Lord. He said, Ichabod is written against the Pentecostal churches. What is Ichabod? The glory has departed. But since he said it, the anointing has increased. Miracles, signs and wonders have increased. Prostitutes come now and they receive before we, the children of God, receive. Take it, poor. And people who don't know the meaning of glory, when they leave church, that day they say, oh, the glory of God came down. The glory of God came down from church. You are going to beer parlor to drink beer. Over bottle night, they say, Kai, that man get anointing. Oh, you are drinking a bottle of beer. Kai, that man, I fall down. Never fall down before for my life. I fall down. It's because you don't know the meaning of the glory of God. Hallelujah. The glory of God is the power that comes on a man and transforms you from a sinner to a saint. That's the power. That's the glory of God. You go to church and God came down. Everybody was falling under anointing. Crutches. Everybody. The wheelchairs. Miracle signs and wonders. And you leave that atmosphere. And you go back and continue your normal lifestyle. Which glory did you see? And all that has been personated. And devil is using that to blind in the eyes of people, not to know where truth is. But the eagle, an eagle will remain an eagle. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 That's the truth. Amen. Even the Pentecostals, mighty preachers, they acknowledged that he was a great man of God. But when it came to his teaching, that is where they get confused. I read to you in this church from a portion of a book that Olukoya from Mountain of Fire wrote concerning William Branham. He wrote in that book that William Branham died a drunkard. You see? Died a drunkard. Ashimolowo wrote in his own also that William Branham, you know, fell by the wayside, could not make it. He's the one making it now with the kind of gospel he's preaching. It doesn't matter gospel. It is well gospel. Praise the Lord. They are all enemies of that ministry to stop those thousands that are following them from having access to the truth. When I saw a teaching by the former governor of, is it Anambra State, Badiniju? I saw it in a newspaper. He was replying with the Redeemed Jew. about the doctrine of Trinity. And he was trying to reply him to tell him that it is unfair that anybody that should know better was teaching that kind of thing about the doctrine of Trinity. And stated there that he was leading the people astray. And I looked for his phone number and I called him by the name. I said, you are not the only one preaching that. I'm your brother. I asked him, I said, have you heard of the ministry of William Marion Branham? He said, in those days, he said, they prevented us from reading his books. He said, they stopped us from reading his books. And he didn't know how to have access to the books. That is what such teachings have done. And then, the devil anointed another writer, Robert Lyodon. He wrote a book called God's General. And that is where he finished William Branham. No wonder he himself ended up being exposed as a homosexual. You don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost like that and go so far. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But this is the testimony of these same ministers. Now, when he died, it was T.L. Osborne. Remember that T.L. Osborne and Oral Roberts, it was William Branham that ordained them into the ministry. I read when Oral Roberts and T.L. Osborne, the day they were ordained, after William Branham anointed them, prayed for them, as Oral Roberts stood up and was going back to his seat, William Branham turned and looked at him and said, Roberts, you don't go play with the gifts. As at that time, the gift had not started. It was after that ordination, the gifts of Oral Roberts manifested. And you know where he went with the gifts. Shortly after, Oral Roberts was making a lot of, waves in America. He was the loudest Pentecostal preacher. He was the propagator of the doctrine of prosperity. And they were making noise. He was building a big, this present university that he has now, Faith University or something like, or a robot university. And the construction was going on. They were raising finances, raising money, making calls for money everywhere. And it was a talk of town. No ministry had that type of project. William Branham decided to go and look at it. He said when he went there, he said he was almost discouraged. He said, nobody sent gospel with a preach with this man. See what he has. He says, see the kind typewriter the man have. See his office. As they were taking around the construction site and things like that. As he was going out to enter his car to leave the place, he saw the signboard of that complex. It's written, the future home of Oral Roberts. He said he was reading it, the future home of Oral Roberts. He said, suddenly, the voice of the Holy Ghost spoke to him. Look up. He thought he was going to see a vision or something like that. He said he looked up and the voice said, this is the future home of Oral Roberts. There is your future home. T.L. Osborne, hallelujah, stood with him. As soon as William Branham died, everybody vied off with whatever they believe. But on the day of his funeral, T.L. Osborne was the one that preached that day. This is part of excerpts from what he spoke. He read out that day. This is what he said. He said, again in the flesh. This is Oral Roberts saying. I mean, T.L. Osborne. But why was he sent to do this? And why all of these signs? Has not Jesus already done these things? Have they not already been written and recorded? Yes, absolutely. They had all been done before, and men had forgotten them. So God, willing more abundantly to show us the immutability of his counsel, did it again in the 20th century. He did it again, and I beheld his glory. He could have done it in the 18th century, but he did it while I was here. this gospel of the kingdom was preached as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. But what was this gospel of the kingdom? I am quoting T.L. Osborne. The church had forgotten. It was a generation where, although many of them were religious and sincere, and many of them were hungry and seeking, but they had forgotten what it really was like. This was the closing generation. Something had to happen. It couldn't go as past generations had gone. This one is it. Therefore, in God's divine mercy, some are stepping beyond the bounds of ordinary measure. He had foreordained at this hour to send again this prophet. Some are going to think I am sacrilegious or up doctrinally, and it doesn't really matter. But God came again in human flesh and said, apparently, I must show them again. I must remind them again. They must see one more time. Once again, they must know what God is like. And he stepped down and sent a little man, a prophet, but more than a prophet this time, a Jesus man this time. Elijah was not that. This is more than that which we have beheld. Moses was not that, for because of the different dispensation in which he lived, it couldn't be what we have seen. More than that, a Jesus man, a man full of God, but sent as a special sign to a generation, this generation. A supernatural sign, an extraordinary measure. Why? It was done before. Why do it again? To arouse this last generation. Once more, to be the forerunner. Once more, to be sure the record is clear. To be sure that we are reminded afresh of what God is like, how Jesus was, and what God does in the flesh. To be sure that this generation, charged with bringing back the king, will know without question what it must be like, what the work must be to do, and what the minister must be. So we will know what our mission is to perform, what our witness is, how we are to perform and execute it, what we are to do, and how we are to act. Once more, to be without excuse, beyond measure, to be the forerunner of the second coming. The first night I ever had and saw Brother Branham minister, I didn't hear a voice. I didn't know what it had been said of him. And I didn't know what the voice from heaven had spoken these words. I knew nothing of that. I had not been with any of the ministers that believed in him, for most of those that I was with did not believe in him. But like a voice, and yet not like a voice, I heard it. I knew it. It came to me as John the Baptist was sent as a forerunner of his second coming. I knew that. I was an inexperienced young preacher. I was not a theologian. I did not know the scripture. Why I knew this, I do not know. But I knew it. I said, thank God he crossed my path. Thank God I learned. Thank God I caught on. It did not take 10 nights, only one night. This generation seeks a sign. Another sign, another one, and still another one. One is enough. One is ample. God was in Brother Abraham demonstrating himself. God is in us. The difference is that he has not foreordained that we operate in the place of the prophet of this generation. We are not accompanied by these extraordinary signs to give evidence of this to preachers. We are a new creation. We are sons born into the family. We are royal. The king's blood is in us. We bear the name of the king. We have a right to use the name. Let us use it. Let us take up the sword, the word. Let us yield it. I don't know what the forthcoming days hold for us. I am not a prophet. I am not a seer. I don't know. But did this message get across to you? What are you going to do about it? It didn't get across to you until you do something about it. A generation is committed to us. The generation across the horizon of which God has marched in human flesh again with signs and wonders in the form of a prophet. This generation is reverting to paganism 30 times faster than it is being evangelized. This is our charge. What now will you do about this message that has been pointed out so clearly to you? What shall you do with it? Shall we run with it? Shall we act upon it? Shall we take it up? Shall we bear it in the ends of the world? God has visited his people, for a great prophet has risen up among us. Unquote. By T.L. Osborne. A testimony of a preacher. A testimony of those who witnessed the ministry face to face. They testify that that was not an ordinary ministry. He sent forth a message. And that message, some of us have caught the revelation. And that's why we are who we are. And you are not in the message because you are a member of this church. You are in the message because you have caught a revelation. And you are ready to be propelled by that revelation to live a life that will confirm that you have received that message. And that message is to prepare a people ready for the soon coming of the Lord. A heavenly bound people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And just as I close, in Acts chapter 20, verse 29 to 31, Apostle Paul, in that valedictory speech to the Ephesian church, he stated that he was leaving, but after his departure, grievous wolves will come among the people, not sparing the flock. He warned them that they will come. The minister William Branham, he also warned in a vision, a snake, a very big python, appeared before him, and a sword appeared in his hand to cut it off. He managed to cut off the tail part, and he said the head and the remaining body crawled and entered the water. And he was preaching. He interpreted that dream. He said that dream, that serpent, was that doctrine that was going on trying to deify him. It is the spirit that will try to spoil the message that he brought forth. He said he didn't die. He entered water. That is, it entered the world. And as soon as William Branham died, you see all manner of manifestations, so-called followers of the ministry of William Branham. The followers of William Branham ministry, who claim to believe the message, they have done more damage to the entire message than the enemies, the denominational enemies. By their interpretation of the word. That's why this ministry has been in Nigeria since the early 70s. But many of you knew nothing about the ministry of William Branham, because they messed it up and there was nothing attractive to attract people to come and hear the message. But nobody can defeat the purpose of God. God is raising us up again, another generation that will announce that we have a message. We are privileged to be part of that ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And by God's grace, through this ministry, the whole world is hearing us again. We are the only ones so far in Africa, and I'm sure in the larger part of the world, that we are preaching this entire message on the television every day. On satellite television, the whole world having the opportunity of knowing that God sent us a message. And we have responses from all over the world. All over the world. They phone us every day. They write us every day. Rejoicing that through us, they have been able to hear the message of the hour. Live streaming as we are on now. All over the world, people are gathering and watching us now. Through our live streaming on the net. Our messages, our websites, and one of the most visited websites, religious websites. People are hearing things. Somebody told me, for the first time, he stayed on the internet for 12 hours. What was he doing? Listening to our messages only. He said he has never heard it like that before. For the first time, the Bible is now clear to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Through just watching us, people are receiving the Holy Ghost. The last camp program we had the last day, we had a testimony from Ukraine. They gathered around their screen and they were watching us. When it was time for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they received the Holy Ghost in their room there. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This same gospel that William Branham preached is what God is anointing us again. They have silenced the gifts William Branham did not die with the gifts. William Branham said that this gift that you see operating only on me in a minority, he said just before the coming of the Lord, he sees a group of people that God will raise that will operate this gift in a majority. You are seeing them in Bride Assembly now. Hallelujah. You are seeing them in Bride Assembly. None of these prophets in this church came here with a gift. They came here, they received the message, they opened up themselves, and God is using them. And wherever this gospel will be preached in truth, God will also come down and vindicate it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the evening light gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sure, it is the evening light gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the truth. John chapter 6, verse 28 to 13. They asked Jesus Christ, what shall we do to do the works of God? What was his reply? Believe on him whom God has sent. That is the work of God. Believe on him whom God has sent. And in this age, he sent William Branham with a message. Believe him. Believe the prophets. So shall you prosper. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember, the office of a prophet is important in the church of Jesus Christ, because he shows the way. He's the voice of God. In this generation, God raised a voice. Remember, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 23 to verse 28, he said something concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if they say, lo, he is here, don't go there. He is there, don't go there. He's in the desert, don't go there. Hallelujah. Concerning the coming of Jesus Christ, he said, as the lightning shined from where? From the east to the west. He said, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For where the carcass is, there the eagles be gathered. And the lightning there, he's talking about the gospel. It rose from the east, from Israel, with Apostle Paul, and watched throughout the seven church ages. Finally, it set the last church age. The last church age messenger was in the west, William Branham, to tell you that there is no more time. And let nobody